You want to employ somebody. You want to put a new person in your life in a personal relationship perspective. You want to put somebody new on your sporting team or promote somebody in your business. You want to put somebody onto the board of your business. You want to add somebody into your life. You either know them a little bit, you know them a lot, or you think you do, or you'd like to get to know them better, or you've got to work out a way to get to know them really quickly because you want to employ them. How do we find out what people are really like? As we know, as humans, we're very good at pretending, we're good at faking, we're good at putting on a mask, we're good at doing the things that will impress people for a reason. So we go to a job interview dressed well because we want to get the job. We go on a date perfectly showered and clean and dressed amazingly because we want to impress the person we're taking out for the date. We want to apply for a position on a sporting team or on a business board or into an organization. We do all the things that do and say all the things that we hope will impress the people so that they will give us the position that we want or they will be impressed by us and we will get what we want from that organization. However, how do we know that that's the real person? And in the times of social media, it's a little bit easier because you can Facebook people, you can Google them, you can go on their Instagram, you can have a little bit of a closer look as to the real person. So somebody might rock up for their job interview dressed in a suit and tie and they look amazing, but you go to their Facebook page and they're half naked with a beer in one hand, a cigarette in the other hand, and they're talking about how many people they've slept with in the last 12 months. You get a different perspective of who that person really is. But I wonder why when we go for a job interview or we bring people into our lives or we want to impress people that we don't be ourselves. I wonder why we're trying to impress other people. So if you're going to employ somebody, it's obviously a great idea to have a look at their CV and their resume to interview them and interview them more than once. The suggestion is 3 times over 3 different environments, over 3 different timeframes. So you get a really good idea of if this is really the person that they say they are. Same in a relationship. It's highly recommended that you go on lots and lots of dates in lots of different environments with lots of different people and see how people respond under pressure, see how they respond in a competitive environment, see how they respond if it's hot or it's cold or they're hungry or they're tired, because obviously that's when our real, our inner person comes out. That's one of the suggestions is how does a person act when they're hungry? How do they act when they're hot or cold? How do they act when they're tired? Here's another great one. How do they act if they don't fit into their clothes? They've put on weight. Do they get depressed? Do they get angry? What happens to the happy, positive person when they're put under pressure? And that's the really important thing when you're wanting to put people into your life is aim to find a way to put them under pressure. And not because you want to hurt them or upset them or annoy them, but if you're going to put people into your life, now, to employ somebody, whether it's $30,000 a year or $300,000 a year, it's a big risk. It's a lot of money to invest in somebody who may not be the suit wearing, clean cut, clean car person that's sitting in front of you. They might actually be something completely different. And it's a big risk to employ people. Personal relationships, big risk. Somebody might look really good on their Tinder profile or on their Facebook profile or their Instagram photos, but to actually see what they're like in real life under pressure first thing in the morning when life is going tough, to bring people into your life on a personal relationship basis when you're investing your emotions, what a really great idea to have a close look at people under less than perfect conditions. I always share it's easy to be happy when you're on holidays a tropical island, drinking your favorite drink and spending time with your favorite person in the world. Somebody says, how are you? Of course, you're going to be fantastic. Beware of the people who aren't, by the way, because that means they're never going to be happy if they're not happy in that environment. But the person that can be happy and tell jokes and is in a great headspace when everything's going wrong and the weather's bad and the traffic's bad and the house mortgage hasn't been paid and things are tough in their life and they can still be happy people, then you know that you may be bringing the right person into your life. If you're employing people, it's obviously great to do a reference check. And it never ceases to amaze me how many people don't. This person seems good at the interview, so you employ them, and now you're stuck with them because to get rid of somebody out of your business now is a very complicated process. It's a legal process to remove a person out of your business that isn't the person that they pretended to be at their interview. When you're emotionally invested in a relationship, why don't we reference check? Now, you may not call their ex-wife or ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend because you you might not get the right information. But why not talk to their friends and their family and their boss and the supermarket that they go to, the attendant that they always talk to, or the person at the service station or the post office, the people who are in their lives who would give you an honest opinion about that person. If you're going to invest emotion, time, energy and money into people, make sure you check them out. Because unfortunately, as a human race, we're really good at pretending to be the person that we're not. And isn't it refreshing when you meet somebody who doesn't care what you think? They dress the way they want to dress, they act the way they want to act, they eat their food the way they're going to eat their food, and they don't care what the etiquette is or what the dress code is or what the standard is. They're just going to be the person that they want to be, and they accept the consequences of going against the norm, against the grain, against the convention of the situation. And then there's the people who are accused of being too happy, too clean, too positive. They've got too much success and their life is too amazing. And they don't care what you think either, because they love their life and they're enjoying what they're doing and they'd never change to suit. Be aware of the people that change their lives to suit other people. People who say the right thing to try and impress. They dress a certain way to try and impress a situation. They act and do things that they hope will impress the people in their lives rather than just be the person that they are. So if you're going to bring people into your life, be really aware that people will try and trick you. So get the tricks ready so that you can find out who they really are, so that the people that you bring into your life, that you invest time with, are the real person, not somebody pretending to be who they're not, or trying to trick you into believing that they're somebody that they're not.